Breathe comfortably. If long breathing feels good, try long breathing. If short breathing feels good, try short breathing. If you're not sure, you can experiment. Try long breathing for a while and then compare it to short breathing. Deep, shallow, heavy, light. Adjust the dials on your breath till you get to the right combination. And if the right combination continues to feel good, keep it up. If it changes, then you can change the rhythm. Try to keep on top of things right here. Give yourself something to get interested in right here. The mind tends to wander around. It looks at this thing and looks at that. It's like somebody at the edge of the ocean picking up a shell and looks at the shell. It decides it's not as pretty as you thought. You throw that away, you find another one, find another one. It just keeps going, going, going. Here the Buddha is saying, if you really want to see something important, in other words, your mind in action, you've got to get it to stay. So have it stay with the breath. Get the breath comfortable. And you begin to see the mind a lot more clearly. Of course, the first thing you'll see is that its impulse to move on. You have to say, no, we're working on something more important here. We're working on a skill, the skill of staying. The mind is really good at traveling. It creates little worlds, goes into those worlds, takes them as far as they can go. And it's like getting into a bubble. And the bubble floats for a while, and then it bursts. And then you make another one, get into that one. This is something it's really good at. So you want to make it good at something else, which is this staying in place. So it can see itself clearly. Because when you're in the bubble, you're fascinated by the colors of the bubble. You're fascinated by what you can see of the world outside. But you don't see this process. How do you make these bubbles in the mind? The Buddha lays it all out in a lot of detail. And where did he get that knowledge? From observing his mind as it was quiet, as it was still, as it stayed in place. So get some practice in staying in place with a sense of well-being. If you force the mind down, just trap it without giving it something pleasant, it's going to rebel. The Buddha's image is of training a wild elephant. You get the wild elephant out of the forest, bring it into the city, tie it to a post, and it's going to pull and pull and pull, and it's going to be miserable for a while. But you don't just let it stay miserable. You try to feed it good food, speak to it in kind words, even play music for it. When the elephant finally agrees that being in the city does have its advantages, then it's going to be willing to stay. Same way with the mind. When you say that there is pleasure to be found in staying, then it's going to be more likely to stay. So work on developing that sense of pleasure. Pleasure in the breath, realizing that this is the force of life. And if it's going to be good for the body, you have to have it open and wide throughout the whole body. Then pleasure in the mind, realizing that you're having a chance to get to know yourself really well. Here you've been traveling through who knows how many lifetimes, and you still don't know yourself. You think that would be the one thing we'd know better than anything else is the mind. But for most people, it's unknown territory, like those old maps of the world, where they had the coastlines in detail, but big white spaces in the middle of the continents. We know the fringes of our minds, the edges of our minds, but we don't really know what's going on deeper inside, unless we can get them to settle down and stay in place where we can watch them. So try to get good at staying. You've been good at traveling around for all this time. Work on this extra skill. Then you begin to understand why the mind likes to travel. Now it can travel in ways that are actually helpful. And how it's been traveling in lots of ways that are not so helpful. And learn how to stop that. So get to know your mind by keeping it right here.